When we spoke earlier, I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier at the beginning of the interview about your nickname, I guess, is the Pick King.
That's right.
And you actually brought us some picks here on the table. And I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about that. How did you get started doing, how does someone earn the name of Pick King?
Well,
he's just that good.
That's,
we're talking guitar picks.
I did a lot of research on how to make a living, looking at things, and I was really interested in something that no one was doing. So, no, that's not true.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah. That's not true.
Stick to the story,
right? That's right. Well, I was imprinting plastic and writing songs, and I wrote a song that was picked up by Reba McEntire, and in that I realized the difficulty for songwriters to be able to get a song to the recording artist. So I was working with an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma called the Bluegrass and Chili Festival. It's moved to Claremore now, and I'm still involved with it. But I suggested that we do guitar picks, and I knew that I imprinted plastic. If I could get blank picks, then I was off and running. So I called a manufacturer of picks and asked if I could buy blank picks, and they said, you'll have to buy 432 picks, which wasn't much money, but it just seemed like a substantial number of picks.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think any music stores probably had that many picks, so I said, well, go ahead and ship them, and I went on ahead and printed them. The interesting part now is we ship over a quarter of a million picks a year, so the perspective of things changed substantially over the course of 5 years. We did them for bluegrass musicians and stuff because that's where we started. People came up to me after the show and said, these are kind of neat. Could we get some with our band name? No. So anyway, yeah, we started doing more and more, and we talked about Rufus. Rufus and I are both from the Christensen clan. Our great-great-grandmothers are the same person, so our entire river is loved by through the same blood. It's the same stream. So anyway, I wanted to do something like Christensen marbles. Always, they didn't manufacture a lot, but they're the most collectible marbles on the market when collectors look for them. I don't even know whether the Christensen marble people are around anymore. So I started looking at interesting ways to imprint. As we did, we got into holographics, and we do picks for the CMA Awards and the Grammys, and Gibson Guitar on special events. Gibson does their own guitar picks, but if they have a special event and they want it knocked out of the park. So when people say, well, what do you do? I say, well, I am the Manuel of guitar picks, and Manuel is the clothing manufacturer that did the suits and stuff for Porter Wagoner and now for Marty Stewart with all the sequins. He doesn't make a lot of them, but the ones that he makes typically are eye-catching. I've worked with Willie Nelson for 12 years, Merle Haggard for about the same period of time. I've done tour picks for Jimmy Buffett. I still do. I just finished this year's tour, which is Welcome to Finland. It's got a big shark on it. We just did Randy Travis's 25th anniversary pick. When Clint Black was with RCA Records for 10 years, one of the executives with RCA Records called and said, we are having an open house and we would like to have a pick that will be in the front of every pick collection. So it's a challenge, and that's the type of thing that I like to do. We don't do large numbers. We did with Willie, we did the Grateful Dead tour. They did 7 shows. We did Steely, which is the skull with a lightning bolt on it. Mm-hmm. Pootie Locke I worked with for a number of years, and a lot of the listeners will know Pootie because he came here to Fayetteville a lot on his off time and hung out with Shelby at Herman's. And Pootie and I designed for 12 years all of Willie's picks. Every time Willie went to the bathroom, we had a new pick. But when I told Pootie, I said, let's do Steely on a pick. He goes, yeah. He said, put a Willie bandana on it with sunglasses. You know, that'd be cool. So it probably is one of the most collectible picks of all time. We did 2,880 of them. After that, I told him, says, no more. I mean, it was so much work registration was tough. A guitar pick isn't square. Mm-hmm. So to make a machine hit the same place 2,800 times per color exact, you really have to go slow and easy to get it done. So anyway.
Wow. And we have this Merle Haggard here, picks that you brought in, Jimmy Buffett, Steve Cropper.
I just can't get over Jimmy Buffett in Finland. I've toured Finland, and it just doesn't seem like
that it would translate.
You know,
so well.
Jimmy Buffett in Finland. You know.